Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives to improve our relationship with our spouse and with our children. The name that we're going to speak about today is Al-Mu'id, which means the restorer or the reviver, the one who brings back. When we think of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we realize that no matter what we do or how dead our heart may feel, He is the one that can restore it. He is the one that can revive it. When we think of our relationships, oftentimes we can feel like the relationship has flatlined. You know, when we have a relationship such as a marriage, there can be, you know, one of two ways in which the marriage dissipates or ends. It can be a volatile ending, an ending that is filled with shouting matches and screaming and, you know, insults and a feeling of emotional violence, and that can spell the end of a relationship. Or then there can be another, a different kind of ending of the relationship, and it can be more of a withdrawal, of a slow type of stepping away from each other, and it's a bit of a slower death. And in that death, many times couples may feel that there is no way to revive the relationship, there is no way to restart it or to bring it back to a better place. But when we think of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, the most compassionate, and we see that He is Al-Mu'id, the one who can revive, the one who can restart, we can begin to incorporate that sense of hope into our own relationships as well. So even if we feel that our relationship has flatlined, even if we feel that our marriage has come to a bit of a standstill, and that like the heart that has died, it has become the relationship that has died, we must still hold on to that hope that it can be revived if we take those actions that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that help us get to a better place or a better state in our relationships. So if your relationship, if your marriage is flatlining, don't give up hope. Think of Al-Mu'id, turn to Al-Mu'id and ask for that revival in your marriage, in your relationship as well. Jazakum Allahu khair, and I look forward to speaking to you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.